This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
A London city worker's divulged that he pays upwards of £100, that's like $200, to be given atomic wedgies in public.
In public.
That's a lot to unpack here, isn't it? Who wants his identity to be still kept secret believes that this unusual fetish started because he was bullied at school. He was given lots of wedgies. The London resident, who wants to be known as Bobby, particularly likes being given wedgies by women in crowded places.
That's so strange. Kids called me Wog Boy at school, but I didn't take that on as a fetish and, like, pay people to call me Wog Boy.
Did you ever get a wedgie?
No. No. I don't live in an American sitcom. Like, that's such a weird...
Oh, God, we used to do it all the time.
Really?
Try and get your hand down the back of someone's pants and rip their undies up through the back of them like that.
I've seen underwear get ripped, but, like, you'd ruin someone's underwear for the day. That's just awful. What a terrible prank to play.
Well, I mean, this poor unnamed man in London, 26, has said it's difficult to say when he thought the wedgie shifted from being a nightmare because being bullied at school. One time he was hung by a tree by his underwear.
Oh, my God.
I think that could be. But he said he received the wedgie, at the moment he's paying for one every other week. He's spending a fortune.
We must be shopping different underwear shawls because I just don't think that my Triangle Bonds underwear would be able to hold up on a tree branch.
Do you wear Y fronts?
What's a Y front?
Did you say Y undies? No.
Like little triangle. I've got like some still that are little triangle
I think
ones.
Yeah, I think they're like Y fronts. Think about the Y.
Oh, the Y fronts. Yeah. Wire fronts. I thought that sounds terrible.
No, you don't wear under wires to protect your
meat and two veg. I know that kink shaming is frowned upon in our society, but I have the right to say that that's weird, right?
Why is that weird?
Did he get? He paid $200 to get a wedgie in public.
There's nothing wrong with that. He's not hurting anybody. I think it's great. I'd love to be sitting there with a gin and tonic watching that. That's entertainment. People pay big bucks in Vegas to see that stuff. And they're going to give it to you for free.
I've got a story for you. My friend, I'll leave her nameless. She went on one of the sugar daddy websites, right?
No.
And what? Like,
because they'd all be fake. None of them would be real.
Oh, you'd think that.
Okay.
No, it's creepy.
Have you been on it?
No, I don't want a sugar daddy. We talked about this. Okay. But she had a guy approach her. She had multiple men approach her. But one of them said, I'll pay you X amount of dollars to walk past me as I sit on a private, like a public bench and spit on me and keep walking.
Oh.
Tell me I'm not allowed to say that's weird, right? That is a weird kink. Am I not allowed to shame that? That's
no.
So strange.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because leave people alone. What people want to do in their privacy, well, I suppose it's not in the privacy, it's out in public, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's strange. I don't appreciate it. I don't.
Well, I'm all for it. And if I ever see you sitting on a park bench, I have no problems. there's no issues whatsoever.
Of course you will. Tom, the other day I was dreaming about life, like a little 10-year-old girl that I am, and I was dreaming about my future wedding.
Oh.
And how I'd propose.
What are you going to do?
I'm
going to be very proud because I know when I come to your wedding, you're still going to be a good little boy and a virgin, just like you are now.
Yeah, it's true. You throw me such a curveball there.
Well, I'm just saying, your mum and dad will be very proud. Mum and DJ will be going, I knew my little Mikey's keep himself pure for his...
Wear black or do you wear white if you're a virgin at your wedding?
White! What the hell... The only person who wears white to a wedding is the bride, which, sweetheart, you will be the bride, so you'll be all right. You'll be wearing white.
I feel like in my dad's wedding photo, he was wearing a white suit jacket. Correct me if I'm wrong.
What the man wears, it doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with the man. It's all about the bride.
So I could wear like a green suit or something, like a real balled out suit.
I can tell you, you won't make your honeymoon. You'll be divorced.
Wedding and divorce on the same
Unless
day.
Unless you marry Miss Piggy. You know, of course. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
So I did what any normal person would do when I was thinking about my future marriage. And so
so you looked at porn.
I Googled the most interesting way to propose to someone.
Oh.
And I found this. It's a farmer who proposed to his partner by putting an engagement ring on a cow's udder.
That's so romantic.
You're so country. Tell me, as a country human that you are, you always talk about your thick skin, walking bare feet through the forest, all that jazz, milking cows. Is this a normal day-to-day country thing to do? Do they do that?
Milking a cow is so much fun. You get up, crack of dawn, your hands are freezing cold, you go out there and you milk. My favourite trick to my children was, I'd be milking the cow and I'd say to them, oh my God, what's in the bucket? And as one of them got closer, you get the teat and you squirt them in the face with milk.
Okay, aside.
And it spins them out.
And
it's still warm.
That's disgusting.
It's lovely.
What world is that lovely?
Any other winter, you'd like heat up the milk on the stove. I didn't have to do that. I just milked the cow. It was already warm. Give me a bowl of Cocoa Pops and I go.
Yeah. Answer my question, Thomas. Is proposing romantic? To someone by putting an engagement ring on the teat of the udder, is that normal country behaviour? Is this weird?
No, because I'm trying to think. A teat's pretty big, so God, she must have some big fingers.
I thought. It also looked sex. It looked like it was a bit of a squeeze, this ring. Like, I had a photo of it.
They do move. Look, I wouldn't be putting a diamond on a cow's udder so it could run through a paddock, because if you lose it, it's gone.
That's what I'm... But I guess
yeah,
they put
you're
it
right.
In the...
I'm going to think. Now, Wayne proposed to me in the Eiffel Tower in Paris when we went for dinner. That was very romantic. I had the little chocolate heart-shaped box that came out as dessert, and when I opened it up, the ring was in there and blah, blah, blah. That's really nice. I mean, that's the story. Can you imagine being down the locals and saying, oh, yeah, got out there and my diamond was stuck on a titty? You're right. That's not a guy's story, is it? Where I'll be sitting there going, oh, he took me for dinner in the Eiffel Tower. We had this lovely, you know, this outcome, this rose-coloured box. And...
Thank you. Like, do they have to... the cow first and then...
Oh, of course you would, yeah.
It's just strange. It's a bit absurd to me.
No, I think it's nice. You don't know. They could be loving the cow.
How do you think... I always wanted to, like... You know, everyone these days, they always have these really cool stories. Like, you've got the Eiffel Tower. All these, like, not my friends, like, people that are older than me, they video their proposal stories, right?
See, that would be scare me, because what happens if they say no? That's on there forever.
You'd have to be very sure.
It's like when people do it in front of their family or on live on TV and, you know, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to brainstorm with you off air here. I want to know how I'm going to propose to somebody.
Sweetheart, first you got to find yourself a girlfriend. Because we were talking about being on the farm and I was asking you about the septic toilet. And you have no idea what a septic system is, do you?
No, I flush my toilet like a... What?
So when you live in the bush, you flush your toilet, it actually just goes through a thing called a septic tank and it all just runs into it.
Oh, that's like your sewage system.
Sewage system. Okay. But it's not connected to the sewage.
Does the truck come and pick it up?
No.
What do you mean?
Well, what it does is it separates the water, eventually leaks out into the ground, but you make sure you plant trees around it, you don't use food trees, there's certain things.
Doesn't that smell though? Doesn't your poop smell after a while?
Well, you don't put it next to your house, you put it like a couple of metres away from your
house. But that'd still make the land there smelly, right?
No.
Really?
You dig it, there's certain ways to do it. You've got to make sure it's aerated, there's bacteria moving, so if it dies, your septic, it will start to smell. But we had an issue where we used to have frogs used to come up through our septic tank, like little green frogs. So my poor children, or the girls anyway, before they'd sit on the toilet, I used to have to get the coat hanger and run it around the rim to get the frogs out.
Aww.
But I was thinking, and I always used to laugh about sitting on the toilet having a ciggy, you know, on the septic, and I used to think one day it could explode on me. But it turns out it can happen. There's a lady in Florida, but guess her name, Mikey. She's from Florida, so what do you think her name is?
Betty Sue.
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou. That's pretty close, right?
So Mary Lou said that lightning destroyed her septic tank and caused the toilet to explode into thousands of pieces.
Well, I've got questions. Because
it's methane, you think, inside.
Wait, so the septic tank exploded or her literal toilet that she sits on?
Oh, both.
Wow.
So when the lightning hit the septic and then the methane went flying up through the dunny and then it blew it all up.
Yeah. Whoa. Was she sitting on the toilet at the time?
No. Look, they do say, luckily, no one was sitting there doing any thinking, so it didn't work. But
wow.
Septic systems are very dangerous.
Sounds like a stinky mess.
It sounds like a stinky mess.
Does that mean the poop's just everywhere across the house?
Oh,
and did it explode? And it'd be burned because
outside,
it's lightning.
Remember, outside, the poo would have went everywhere.
But so it's like, it'd be burnt as well because it's lightning, right?
Well, I didn't actually look at it that much, but you're right. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Well, it's not. I think it's okay. Look, I think you need to get out in the bush and learn. Because before, I mean, when I first got this, when I got a septic system, we felt rich. Before that, we used to have a hole dug in the ground, and then I built a platform and a little fake toilet, but I never built a wall over it. So the first few years, my children used to have to take an umbrella to sit on the toilet if it rained.
Oh, my God.
So when it would rain, you'd have to sit up under the toilet with an umbrella. Then when we put the septic system in, you could actually press a button and water flush. Oh, we thought we were like, you know, the king of Brunei. We were running around throwing diamonds at people. We had an indoor flushy toilet, you don't understand.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.